Todd, is Brad's got a better coach now at Essendon than he was at North?
I 100% think that Essendon have got the best version of Brad. You know, I give Brad has got to get a lot of applause for how well he did at North, considering coming in as a 33-year-old head coach. You know, he's 2 years younger than I am now, and he was taking over his first head coach job, which is incredibly hard. I don't think anyone's ever ready to be a head coach until you actually get into there. So I think he's learnt a lot from that first 9.5 years at North, as well as being able to go in and work at AFL House and see how that side of things work. I reckon he's much more prepared than he was when he took over at North Melbourne. I think, you know, I've seen nothing but improvement since then.
How's he different?
I should think the way he goes about his footy, I think he's more focused on the footy side of things. I think he understands how he wants his team to be perceived, how he wants us to play. I think he's refined his game plan a little bit more, so there's a few more layers and nuances to how we defend and things like that than there was at North. And I think overall, just the way his demeanour is, and he copes with the ups and downs, I think, more, albeit he's only 18 months into the role.
Where did the Essendon edge come from? When did you first hear about it?
The first time I heard that wording was when he said in the media.
Right.
Was the first time I'd actually heard those words. And, yeah, I mean, a lot's been made of it. And I think a lot was made of it when George Wardlaw said about their ball movement was North ball. And, yeah, you know, I think we all love these buzzwords, but, you know, it's about how we want to go about our footy.
You've talked about perception a lot. You've mentioned that two or three times already about Brad. So how important is that identity piece, I suppose, in modern footy?
Well, it's something that you need to be able to latch on to as a footy club, as a footy team, as a player, when things aren't going well. It's all really good. All players are really good when things are going well and your team's kicking goals and scoring really well. But it's when things don't go well, you need something to fall back on. And I think that's more what Brad was going on about, is how we want to go about our footy, and something for us all to latch on to, and what we can all bring each other back to in terms of trying to when things do get tough.
Did you stay at North Melbourne too long?
No, I don't think so. I think for me, everything happens for a reason. You know, I think I wasn't in a position mentally at the time when, end of 2019, when Brad had left, and I'd had a lot of change in life. I had my fourth child on the way at that time, and for me, I wasn't ready for another big change. So I don't know if it would have worked for me leaving to go to Geelong or somewhere like that at that time of my career.
Could have won yourself a couple of flags down there, mate.
And absolutely. And but I also understand that, yeah, everything happens for a reason. For me, this was the perfect time for me to move on for North and for myself. And, you know, I couldn't be happy with how it's gone.
It's not going to be this is your life, Todd Goldstein. One more before it could be, before the break, Sammy.
I was just going to say, Todd, have you noticed the difference in, like, playing for North Melbourne for as long as you did and then coming to a big club with a lot of resources and a big following? Have you noticed the difference as a player? Like, is it easier to be a footballer at a bigger club?
No, I wouldn't say it's easier. I think it's a little bit different. I mean, footy clubs are essentially the same, whether you're a big club or your local club. They're all essentially the same. You know, there are definitely perks. You know, at North, we didn't have a barista in the room pre-game. That's definitely that's been a huge lift in my life, that's for sure. I don't think it makes it your life easier. It's definitely different. There's a lot more pressure playing at a big club. There's a lot more media attention. You saw the pile-on that happened after the Port Adelaide game. It felt like the whole world had fallen in after one average second half. So I think those sort of things, the expectations are definitely high, especially at a club like Essendon that, you know, I think, and Maddie's probably said it a lot over the last few months, of, you know, supporters want to see success. They want to get back to the late 90s, early 2000s when they were winning finals and winning grand finals. So that, I think that's the pressure that's there, but essentially footy clubs are footy clubs, and it doesn't matter what your resources you have.